The Continued Teachings of the Spirit by J.C. Philpott. When once, by the operation of the Spirit on our conscience, we have been stripped of formality, superstition, self-righteousness, hypocrisy, presumption, and the other delusions of the flesh that hide themselves under the mask of religion, when we have felt the difference between having a name to live while dead and the power of vital godliness, and as a measure of divine life has flowed into the heart of the fullness of the Son of God, we desire no other religion but that which stands in the power of God. By that alone can we live, and by that alone we feel that we can die. Then, at last, we are brought to this conviction and solemn conclusion, that there is no other true religion but that which consists in the continued teachings of the Spirit, and the communications of the life of God to the soul. And with the Spirit's teachings are connected all the actings of faith in the soul, all the anchorings of hope in the heart, all the flowings forth of love, every tear of genuine contrition that flows down the cheeks, every sigh of godly sorrow that heaves from the bosom, every cry and groan because of the body of sin, every breath of spiritual prayer that comes from the heart, every casting of our souls upon Christ, all submission to Him, all communion with Him, all enjoyment of Him, and all the inward embracements of Him in His suitability and preciousness.